Singer Sharon Jones helped revive soul singing with her powerful, energetic performances. The 60-year-old died yesterday after a long battle with cancer. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this appreciation of her music and her life.
On stage and in recordings, Sharon Jones' high-energy spirit shone through.
100 days, 100 nights, but no one man.
Freelance music journalist Matt Rogers got to know Jones over the course of 15 years, documenting her life and career.
Her music was termed neo-soul or retro-soul, but, you know, she and her band did this long enough to where there was nothing neo or retro about it. It was just as original as the music that had inspired her and her band in the first place.
Aretha Franklin and gospel were her influences as she grew up in South Carolina. Earlier this year, she told WHYY's Fresh Air that the first time she ever performed was during a church nativity play.
I played an angel, and I got to sing Silent Night. And I was like maybe 8, 9 years old, and I remember, you know, doing that. And I was like, and those people, that little girl can sing. And I think right then and there, I knew that I was going to be a singer.
Jones started life the youngest of six children, born in a hospital storage room in Jim Crow, Georgia. Her mother was not allowed in a real hospital room. Her parents separated, and she continued to face prejudice growing up in Brooklyn, and prejudice of a different sort trying to break into the music business.
I was told I didn't have what it took, which I knew I was a singer. But y'all was looking, they was looking for looks and style and...
Right, you were told you were too short and too black.
Too
and
fat, yeah.
Too fat.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I didn't make it there with that, you know, when I was in that youth in my late 20s, 30s.
She worked as an armed guard for Wells Fargo Bank and a corrections officer at Rikers Island. It wasn't until she was 40 years old that she made her recorded debut.
I'm burning up. It's so, so hot. I've got to find some place to get a cool spot. I got to go.
Jones formed a powerful bond with her band, the Dap Kings. Together, they literally built their own label and studio, Daptone.
We built our record label so I can have an album out, and we don't have to worry about if I sold 5 or 5,000 or 500.
It took a while for Jones and the Dap Kings to find success, but through relentless touring, they made a name for themselves. Jones was in her 50s when she finally began to enjoy international recognition. Then 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with stage 2 pancreatic cancer. But she kept performing, and she allowed herself to be filmed throughout her diagnosis and treatments. The documentary Miss Sharon Jones shows her singing in a small church in Queens for the first time after undergoing surgery and chemotherapy.
And I sing because I'm happy.
Cancer came back, but her friends say that to the end, Sharon Jones was able to sing through her pain. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.